Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, Avos, we return to five statements of Hillel. In this Mishnah, we haven't heard from Hillel since the first chapter, since Perek Aleph, but Hillel is reintroduced, and in this Mishnah, Hillel makes five statements, important statements, which at first blush seem to be disjointed and don't seem to link together. Let's first understand what it is that Hillel says, and then share with you an unbelievable commentary of none other than Rabbi Shimshon Feuerl Hirsch. A new commentary of Hirsch is now available, printed by Feldheim, which I have been gifted. Many of you have been gifted through the shul, a wonderful, beautiful commentary. Take a look inside at a beautiful comment of Rabbi Shimshon Feuerl Hirsch on this Mishnah. Hillel says, Al tifrosh min hatzibur. One should not separate oneself from the community. Number two, Al tamin ba'atzmecha ad yom moscha. Person shouldn't be sure of himself, not to be secure, confident in oneself, until the day of one's death. Number three, Al tadin es chaverecha ad shetagia lemekomo. Don't judge your fellow man until you are in his position. Number four, Al tomer davar she'efsha lishmoa shesofu lishamea. Don't hold back from saying something if you don't think it will be heard, for in the end it's possible that your words will be heeded to and heard. And finally, number five, Al tomer lecheshe'efne eshne shema lo tifane. Don't say that when I have leisure and time and am retired that I will learn and study Torah, for who knows if that time of leisure will ever come. So again, five very powerful, critical, monumental statements of Hillel. But what is Hillel teaching, and what does one have to do with the second? Rav Hirsch, in his commentary to Avos, says that they're all piggybacking upon the original statement of Al tifrosh min hatzibur. Do not separate yourself from community. That is the mantra, and that is the headline and the title of this entire Mishnah. Separating oneself from community is devastating, is painful, and ultimately can cause a person's demise. Allow me to quote you a Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam, playing off of this Mishnah, says, Haporesh midarchei hatzibur, somebody who separates oneself from the community. Afal pi shlo over averos, even though you didn't do anything wrong, you didn't transgress one sin. However, what you did do was nivdal me'andas Yisrael, you separated yourself from the Jewish people. Ve'no'ose mitzvos b'chlalam, and you're not part of the people's mitzvos that they are doing. V'lo nichnas b'tzarason, and you don't feel the pain, the agony, the suffering of the community. V'lo mesane b'tanisam, and you don't fast when the Jewish community is fasting. But you rather do things freely on your own, independently, like a non-Jew would do compared to the Jewish community. As if you're not part of the Jewish community. You don't act Jewish, you don't look Jewish, you pretend you're not part of the environment, the culture, the lifestyle of Klal Yisrael, says the Rambam, four words. Ein lo chelek li'olam haba, a person who separates oneself from community. Hillel's point, haporesh midarchei tzibur, says the Rambam, one has no chelek in olam haba. A powerful statement of the Rambam, but it's essentially what Hillel is saying. Al tifrosh min hatzibur, don't separate yourself from the community. Community is so critical, so important, so paramount to who we are, and the essence, the DNA of every single Jew, and now more than ever. We don't have to express it, articulate it. It's so obvious. A Jew who can't go to shul, you can't be part of a minyan. We're not having shiurim in live, real time. We're not together in simchas and tzaras, chasanas and a beis avel. It's so devastating. It's so painful. We almost feel like it's surreal. It's not a real life. When we're not together as a community, community identifies us. It calls out who we are, be'etzem. And we know how strong we are as a community, as Chazal famously say, that if you take a twig, one little slim twig, you take it in your hands, you crack it, it breaks immediately. A kid, a child, a baby can almost do that. But imagine when you take 5, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100, 1,000 twigs and you put them together, you tie a rope around, then try splitting, then try breaking those twigs. Almost impossible. And Chazal teach that that's the distinction between an individual versus a community. When you're on your own, you could splinter, you could split, you could fall apart, you could decay, you could corrode and erode. But when individuals come together as a tzibur, we can't be stopped. And that's what Klal Yisrael, the bundle of twigs, the strength, the power of community, is so awesome. And thus Hillel teaches us, al tifrosh min tzibur, don't do that. And the Rambam takes it to the next degree of ein lo chelek li'olam haba. Forget about the fact that you're not going to have a place in the world to come. But even in this world, what Hillel is saying, you don't have a place because you're not part of the community. And somebody who's not part of the community, Kilu, is not a member in the community, and therefore you're living your own world. But Rav Hirsch says that each of the latter four statements of Hillel are piggybacking upon this. Al tamin ba'atzimachad yom moscha. Don't believe in yourself until the day of death. Don't think that you could handle everything that comes your way by yourself. You need community. You need togetherness. You need family. You need friends. You need shul. You need colleagues. You need everybody. And neighbors, because you can't do it by yourself. And don't believe that you can manage to live on your own. A Jew doesn't live on an island. Al tamin ba'atzmachad yom moscha. You're not on your own. You're not by yourself. You need to be with a community, part of a community. And then Hillel continues, al taldin es chavercha shadagil l'mekomo. Don't judge your fellow until you're in his place. When you judge somebody, you gotta put yourself in that person's shoes. Because if you're just looking at things from your own lens, from your own two eyes, without placing yourself in the community, in somebody else's situation, you'll never become the Adam HaShalom, you'll never become the perfect person, because you're just gonna judge others and community members the way you see things. But you know what you have to do? You have to go out of yourself. Leave your own goof, leave your own body, and put yourself in a community, in a community member's shoes and situation, challenges, trying, difficult complications, familial, school, emotional, spiritual, and then you'll be able to judge that person fairly. Val Tomer Davar Shi'efsha Lishmoa, Shesofu Lishmei, explains of Hirsch, don't think that when you have something to say that nobody's listening. Believe in the community that they will hear what you have to say, because you have to, if you have something to say that's sincere, that's honest, that's truthful, somebody will listen, somebody will hear. It may not be today, it may not be tomorrow, it may not be next week, but it will make an impact. You could impact the community, Klal Yisrael, in a significant way. Al tomer davar she'efshar lishmoa. Don't say something that cannot possibly be heard. Because in the end, it will be heard. Community will stand by you, and you will give to the community. Don't think you're not giving something today because they're not listening. There will come a point of time, maybe not now, maybe not next year, maybe not in 5 or 10 years, but if it's something that has truth, a kernel, an emes to it, it will be heard. And finally, Al tomer l'cheshe'efne eshne shema lo sifane. Don't think that there'll come a time when I will learn, when I have leisure time. Who knows if that time will come? Explains of Hirsch what this is teaching, that people think that I'm not going to get involved in communal work. I'm going to stay in my own Dalet Amos and work for myself. Because you know what? If I get involved in communal work, I'm not going to have time for myself. I won't be able to develop, to grow. I'll sit in my own teva and worry about myself. Al Tomer, don't say that. Involve yourself with community work. Put yourself in the gamut of the shul, in the orbit of community, of so many needs and necessities, chesed organizations, communal work in the structure that we have within the community infrastructure that exists. Don't think that you could just sit by yourself and then, yeah, if I get involved in community work, there's not going to be time. That's an excuse. Al tomer l'cheshe'efne eshne shema lo tifane. Because if you're not getting involved in the community, you're not going to take care of yourself. Like the famous saying goes, if you want something to get done, you give it to somebody who's busy. Because busy people get things done. We see this all the time. Those who say that they don't have time, they have plenty of time. They just don't do it. It's the people who you give a job to, that's the person you want to get the job done, because you know there are 20, 30 other things on his plate, on his desk, on his computer. That's the person to give the job to. And just to close with a powerful comment, the well-known Haftorah to Parshas Vayera, the Shunamis, the woman who's barren, was asked by Elisha, the great prophet, that he's willing to do anything for her. She was so good to him, she gave him place to lodge, to rest. And Elisha asks, what can I do? I'll bring your request to the Melech Malchem Lachem straight to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Shunamis famously answers four words, Besoch ami anochi yosheves, I want nothing, not your tefillos, not your prayers. All I want to do is to be amongst the people. And Mefarshim, including Rechaim Shmulevitz, explains that what she was saying was, I know that it's better for me to be part of a tzibur than your bracha as a prophet. Because when I'm part of the tzibur, I'm not poresh from the tzibur, but I'm nichlal b'toch ha-tzibur. I'm one with the people. I live with the people. I'm part of the community. I'm part of the tzibur. I'm part of the shul. That's the ultimate bracha. And that's the person who will be the recipient of boundless, boundless brachas. Besoch ami anochi yosheves. We should never forget the words of the Shunamis. May we be zocha to be members of a community, impactful members of a community, to give, to take, to be part, to, that is life, be'etzem, that's life itself. We don't live for ourselves, we live to give to a community, to be part of a community, and entrust it as such, and that's the meaning of this Mishnah, and Hillel's five statements says of Hirsch are not disjointed as all, but rather are all teaching us this Yisod, al tifrosh min hatzibur.